Well, this morning, very happy to have with me a couple of ladies getting set for a busy weekend with Ride for the Ribbon. I have Allie. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Shelby.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming by to tell us about this great show. 10 years.
Yeah. So this little show started us a dream of, hey, I wonder what would it be like to run our own horse show. And here we are 10 years later, and the interest has grown, and the support is fantastic, more than we ever could have dreamed of.
Now, this show is important for two reasons. It's a fun show, so it's a great way to kind of get used to the ring and, mm-hmm. and getting used to what horse showing is about, mm-hmm. but it's also a fundraiser.
Correct.
Yeah, so we have we offer classes for all ages and skill levels, young horses, young riders, the young at heart. And we're also raising money for breast cancer research through the Canadian Cancer Society.
And in those 10 years, or 9 years, I guess, how much money has been raised?
We can confidently say that we've raised over $35,000, which is absolutely amazing.
$35,000, wow. Yep. And this goes directly to the Nova Scotia Breast Cancer or Canadian Cancer?
Canadian Cancer yep. Society, yes.
Okay. So with the regards to the actual event for this year, what can we expect?
We have classes for Western riders, English riders, the Gymkhana, like barrel racing. There's lots of prizes, and we have a breakfast canteen running both mornings, the Saturday and Sunday. There will be a food truck on site for lunch and supper, and we've also got some tack shops and some other fun things in store.
Okay, so we've got your poster up on our events page, but it doesn't have any times. So what time does the action start on Saturday?
So Saturday, everything starts at 8:30 and goes until we're all finished with all the classes. And then Sunday, it starts at 9 and goes until we're finished all the classes.
Okay. And do we have, like, a certain separation, Western one day, English the next, or no?
So we do mostly Western classes and some Gymkhana classes on Saturday, and then there's some Gymkhana, some games, and the English classes on Sunday.
Okay. All right. And you don't have to be a horse rider to be a part of this, because you could come and watch and also help with fundraising as well, right?
Absolutely. We're free to the public. You can come on in and take it all in. We do 50-50 prizes, and, you know, we obviously will accept donations that will go right to the cause. Just come along and support, and maybe next year you'll tell your friends and, you know, bring everybody you know.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed there is next year.
We're hoping, yeah. Yes.
Okay, we always go. It's neat when you talk to events like this, when you hit certain milestones. It's a wonder, do you keep going or do you not? So
right.
You've got a lot of folks that have made this weekend possible as well.
Yes, yeah, so we have a long list of sponsors and donors, but our top tier, which normally would be your platinum or diamond sponsors, this year we've dubbed them our pink sponsors.
Nice.
And our list includes Mad Barn, which is a supplement company, 2H Tack and Apparel, Smart Earth Camelina Oil, Holly and Mark from Exit Realty, Bridgewater's Farmers Co-op, Pizza Delight, Just Beatsy Tanny, and M&O's Car Star.
Nice. And so they helped to make the weekend come together and make it possible. This actual event happening in the Jubilee Ring for the most part?
Yeah. Correct, yes.
And if we wanted to find out more, or maybe somebody's listening and thinking, hey, I've got a horse, I'd like to try that, how do they join up?
You can send me an email at rideforetheribbon@hotmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook.
Now, you also have some merchandise items this year, I noticed.
We do. We've got a few T-shirts. We've got a few extras available, and we're working on a few other little things to be available over the weekend.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for dropping by, and all the best with your 10th annual event.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
It's Allie and Shelby from Ride for the Ribbon, coming up June 21st and 22nd at the South Shore Exhibition Grounds. It's free. Drop by and check it out.